The biggest part of Kenya's flower industry is here, along the shores of the fresh Lake Naivasha. The lake is located in the Great Rift Valley. Today, Kenya is among the world's top-cut flower exporters, and most of the flowers I can see growing here will be shipped to Europe and the Americas. According to the CEO of Kenya Flower Council, Clement Tulezi, flower sales account for 100 billion Kenya shillings. That's about $1 billion annually. They provide about 75% of the country's turnover. And Valentine's Day means big business for this region, with huge amounts of pre-orders for export flowers. But as consumers are spreading love across the world, they might not be aware of how this business is having a negative impact on the lives of thousands of Kenyans, mainly because of allegations of environmental damage. Here at the lake, fishers went about their business oblivious to the potential dangers environmentalists say they are being exposed to. But recently, water levels have been diminishing and dead fish float in the water that is left or lie rotting on the newly exposed mudbanks. Local people are now starting to point their fingers at the thousands of flower farms located on the shores of Lake Naivasha. They believe the pesticides and chemicals discharged by the farms are running off the land and poisoning the lake. Desmond Ogutu is just one among hundreds of fishers and business people who make a living from Lake Naivasha.
At the moment, we have no means of earning a living. We cannot feed our children.
Ben Musundi is a local resident who was at the lake with his family. He goes even further.
We are poisoning the people in Naivasha, and we are killing their lives in the water.
Representatives from the flower farms, though, deny these allegations. John Oss is the general manager for Osirian Flower Farms.
The water that's going into the lake from that's being run off from this farm is cleaner than the water that's coming out of the lake, which means that the problem is not on the flower farms per se. The problem is coming in from a failed sewage system.
Ornithologist Don Turner disagrees with Oss and has been watching the lake for many years.
I think I first came here in 61 or 62, and it was the most remarkable sight. Lake Naivasha was the greatest waterbird spectacle in East Africa. But sadly, as I say, a series of human errors, the lake has declined. I've seen it happen in my lifetime. I never thought I would. I don't think the government should have allowed the horticulture industry to site itself along the shore of this lake. It's very badly polluted. In fact, it's toxic.
Tekla Mutia is an environmental scientist and has been studying the lake and found dead fish with high quantities of lead, copper and cadmium present.
The most striking result was that in fish mussels, lead was 100 times higher than what is recommended for consumption. Lead is an active ingredient of agrochemicals, which are quite dominant in use as pesticides around the flower farms.
Musia Mwinzi from the National Environment Management Authority described the condition that the dead fish were found in.
They were actually having their mouths open, their gills, all their gills and their fins open, indicating they were struggling to breathe. They died mostly from suffocation.
But from wherever the problem is emanating, Jane Ngige, who was formerly the CEO of the Kenya Flower Council, thinks that something needs to be done.
It is not very objective to just say the flower industries are not involved or are involved. It has been depressing, and our markets are particularly concerned about if indeed such a problem did emanate from the farms, then how are we dealing with it?
For now, there are no direct measures in place, but scientists have warned that frying and eating fish from the lake could lead to a myriad of diseases associated with chemical poisoning. The government began a probe to investigate the fish deaths last year, but no results have yet been forthcoming. It says that it is working with the Kenya Flower Council and the local flower farmers to ensure that the lake remains clean and pollution-free for the future. But local residents remain skeptical about their progress. As I leave Lake Naivasha, it is evident that the place is still heavily polluted. Only time will tell if things will change.